what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Corny Anderson, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy! How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Freeman Gosden. You know, in all of my years of buying things at Rexall drugstores, I have never had to take anything back. But in case you ever did have reason to return a Rexall drug product, well, it's the easiest thing in the world. Your Rexall druggist gives you all of your money back at once in cash, no questions asked. And that's why the Rexall guarantee is famous as an honest-to-goodness money-back guarantee. It applies to any item that bears the famous name Rexall. Well, Sapphire and her mother have been out all day. And when they came back to the apartment, they didn't tell the Kingfish where they'd been. Right now, it's supper time. The Kingfish has a sneaking suspicion that the two women were up to something.
Hey, what's the matter with you two? I don't like the way you was acting around here. What's all them shy looks between you two?
Why, we ain't up to nothing, is we, Mama?
Of course not, daughter. Nothing at all.
You was up to something, all right. Last time you come home looking like this, I found out you done traded my cemetery lot in on a silver fox jacket. That's what.
Oh, don't be silly, George.
By the way, son-in-law, you ain't found no work yet, is you? But of course, you has a good reason.
Oh, yeah. I can't go out looking for work on account of my feet. They're all bunioned up on me here. I got so many bunions that I can play this little piggy went to market without leaving my big toe.
But, of course, George, if you was offered a good job, you'd take it, wouldn't you?
Oh, certainly I'd take it. I'd jump at the opportunity. Jump at the opportunity.
Well, start hopping, Baldy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, me and Mama went down this afternoon and got you a job. We signed you up to work for a construction company in Guam.
You done what? Holy mackerel, how could you do this to me? What a double cross. Now I know how Julius Caesar felt when the boy started using his toga as a dartboard.
Well, what's the matter? You said you'd be glad to take a job.
Yeah, but Guam. I ain't going to go to South America.
For your information, George, Guam is an island in the Pacific Ocean. It belongs to the Mariana chain.
I don't care if it belongs to the A&P chain. I ain't going.
It's a wonderful job. They're building an airfield. Pays a good salary, and they furnish his living quarters for your family. Me and Mama will go with you.
Yes, sir. The man said things is cheap there. We figure to stay there 2 years, save enough money to come back here and live in style for the rest of our lives.
He gave us a folder on the place. The island is a beautiful place, and it's a tropical paradise.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, yeah. I ain't gonna travel no 3,000 miles to take no lifting job. My age, that kind of stuff can lead to spleen splitting and pancreas popping.
Now, see here, George. Me and Mama done signed you up for the job, and you are supposed to take the physical examination tomorrow morning. Here's all the details in this envelope. Now, you either takes this job or out you go.
Now, wait a minute, Joe.
And this time, we ain't fooling. When we throw you out this time, you're going to leave here like the 20th Century Limited.
What are you talking about?
In two sections, Baldy. Oh.
Well, this is something, Kingfish. With Sapphire and her mama trying to shanghai you off to Guam.
Yeah, and this is the sneakiest deal since Benedict Arnold tried to sell the Statue of Liberty to the British.
Well, I guess there ain't no way out of it. They say you takes the job in Guam or they throw you out of the house. That's a pretty nasty old tomato.
Yeah, but I think I done come up with an out on this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, before this construction company will take me, I got to pass the physical examination.
Yeah, but you ain't too decrepit. The only thing wrong with you physical is that crack in your upper plate from biting on that ceramic banana.
I know that, Anna, so here what I done. I figured on writing this company a letter myself, telling them that I ain't physical fitted for the job.
Yeah, that way you can get out of it without Sapphire getting mad at you, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll read you what I done written down here already.
Yeah, let's hear it.
They hear the Allied Construction Company of Guam. Dear Al. This is to inform you that I has made a complete physical examination of George Stevens, found him to be in perfect physical condition, join your construction company. Provided he don't do none of the following. Dig, shovel, lift, carry, or tote. He also ain't fit to push no wheelbarrow, fetch or haul bricks, cement, lumber, or sand. Carrying nails is okay, providing he don't carry more than four at a time.
Yeah.
Outside of these few minor details, and the fact that Mr. Stevens is a direct descendant of the famous saboteur Time Bomb Stevens, he is an excellent prospect for government work on Guam. Signed yours very truly, Thurah Jackson, world-famous surgeon, formerly with the Mills Brothers, Rochester, Minnesota.
Listen, Kingfish, if a fella's building airports on Guam, he must be pretty smart. Now, I don't think they're going to fall for that letter. You ought to get a real doctor to write that.
Yeah, I think of that, but no real doctor would lay it on thick enough. Them doctors done took the hypocrite's oath to stick to the truth and all that. They got a pretty nasty code of ethics over there. They're honest all the time.
Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of something. What about that fellow that belonged to the lodge here, that old Doc Walton? He ain't no real doctor, but he done studied a little medicine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He ain't no doctor, but they call him doctor, don't they?
Yeah. Maybe he could write the letter for you.
Yeah, I got his number here someplace. Let's see. Yeah, here it is on the delinquent dues list here. Yeah, I'll call him up.
Yeah.
It's his place of business, yeah. I'll call him up where he's working. You think he'll charge me much, Andy?
Oh, no. He'll do it cheap for you, Kingfish. I remember last winter he offered to take out my appendix for $1.25.
Say, wait a minute.
Doc Walton speaking. No more bets. The race has started.
Doc, this is the Kingfish. I want you to do me a favor.
Oh, hello, Kingfish. What's up?
Look, Doc, I got a physical examination coming up, and I was a little worried about the results. Now, you know I was 47 years old, and you know the shape I was in, so I was wondering, you thought of writing a letter about my physical condition?
Right, sure. I'd be glad to do it for you, Kingfish.
Yeah, I want you to exaggerate, you know, use a lot of them medical terms, lay it on thick. And I'll send Lightning over later for the letter. Then he can put it in.
Kingfish, you say you had Lightning pick up that letter to Doc Walton's an hour ago, huh?
Yes, and I didn't want no slip-ups, so I had Lightning put it in the envelope and take it right over to the Allied Construction Company's office in New York.
Oh, boy, this will put you in the clear with Sapphire, and you won't have to take the job.
Doc Walton.
Well, hiya, Doc. Hiya.
Hello, boys. Say, Kingfish, you know, I'm a little worried about that letter I gave Lightning. I hope I didn't lay it on too thick.
Oh, no, you couldn't lay it on too thick.
No, the thicker the better,
yeah.
Doc.
Yeah, you know when the construction company gets your letter. They're really going to turn me down for that job on Guam.
Construction job? Kingfish, when you said physical, I thunk you was trying to get an insurance policy. Why, I writ them people, you was one of the finest physical specimens I done ever seen.
Holy mackerel. This is the worst backfire since I tried to run my old Essex on cleaning fluid. Oh, no.
evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store name. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One Rexall exclusive is the Ann Delafield reducing plan, developed at doctor's request in two different ways. One Delafield plan was created just for men, with special man-sized meals and exercises. The other plan was created just for women, with special beauty treatments and beauty menus. Both Delafield reducing plans provide appetite-reducing wafers, a reducing book with menus, and vitamins to help maintain your dietary needs while you lose as many as 5 pounds a week. So if your doctor says your excess pounds are not organically caused, ask for the Delafield reducing plan for men or the Ann Delafield reducing plan for women at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Oh, Meander, what a mess I in here. With that letter that Doc writ to Allied Construction Company, he'll probably take me without no physical examination.
Yeah, it's a shame, Kingfish. Here you is struck down by employment in the prime of life.
Anna, you know, I done made up my mind. I just ain't gonna take the job, that's all. I ain't going to Guam and work for no people with a pick and shovel.
Yeah, but wait a minute here. What about Sapphire and her mama? They said they'd throw you out.
Well, I can't help it, Anna. This is democracy here. I was entitled to the pursuit of happiness. I don't mind pursuing it, but I ain't gonna dig for it, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. With the afternoon naps and the loafing around, you've always gone in more for the horizontal type of happiness.
Yeah, and I tell you, I just...
Wait a minute, I'll get it. Oh. Yes, he's right here. You, man from the Allied Construction.
Here's where I turn this job down cool, Anna. I really gonna give him freeze. Listen to me. Hello, George Stevens speaking.
Hello, this is Mr. Murdoch. Our company got a letter this morning signed by a Dr. Walton.
Yeah, well, I can explain about that. You see...
In view of your excellent physical condition, we're going to waive the medical examination.
Yeah, well, there's no need to do that, you see...
And in view of the fact that you're head of a lodge hall, when you get to Guam, we plan on starting you out as the superintendent.
Yeah, well, you see, excuse me for intruding, mister, but, you say something about having supper in the tents over there. What is that last thing you said?
No, I said we're going to make you a superintendent. It carries reimbursement of $185 a week.
Let me see here.
I thought you were going to give the man to freeze.
Yeah, Andy, but the man just said something that done flipped me over to defrost, yeah. wait a minute, sir. Hello there.
Yes?
That $185 birth month that you carrying there, that would burst me in American money, wouldn't it? That ain't coming to me in no Mexican centavos or peons, is it? None of them French centipedes or nothing like that.
Oh, no. That's $185 a week. And, of course, we furnish your living quarters. Why, in 2 years, some of our employees save as much as $10,000.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, Mister, when do the next boat go to Guam?
We'll let you know in a few days, Mr. Stevens. Goodbye.
You're going to take the job now.
Yeah, and I'm going to get $185 a week plus living expenses. And this is the break I has waited for all my life.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You're going to be gone for 2 years. Well, I hope when he gets back, you'll look me up again, old pal.
Well, now, wait a minute, Shander. When I come back, you know, I'm going to be loaded. I'm going to be rich. You and me is going to be in different social stratospheres. I don't know if I'm going to be able to mingle with the hoi polluted anymore.
You mean that you ain't going to speak to me no more?
Well, Andy, when I come back, I hope that you'll have the good grace cross the street whenever you see me coming. If I was walking with my influential friends, I'd hate to have to give you what Emily Post refers to as the bum's rush.
Kingfish, this is a fine way to talk. Snubbing an old pal like me just because you got a job that pays a little money.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. The old story. Like when the big liner Queen Mary goes out to sea. One of them donkey little tugboats goes along to guide it through the harbor. Then when they reaches the open water, liner drops the tugboat, goes on its way.
Well, what's all that got to do with us?
Well, in the future, Tugboat Andy, I'll thank you to stay clear of my poop deck. That's all. Have another piece of roast beef, Supper.
Oh, yes.
What? Yes, and Mama, thank you to stop chopping with them uppers of yours. All that porcelain chattering has given me the willies here.
Yes, son-in-law, dear.
Well, George, it's wonderful you took that job in Guam, but I don't think you should lord it over me and Mama.
Now, listen, for 25 years, I has been misused, confused, and abused by your old lady. I is the captain of the ship now. And if she makes one false move, I'm going to harpoon that fat old walrus.
Don't you dare talk about Mama that way.
Now, wait a minute. While we was on the subject, Sapphire, you have screeched at me all your life. And you have screeched your last screech, you skinny old hoot owl.
George,
please.
Now, look. When we gets to Guam, I is the boss. I is going to hold the purse string. And you ain't going to get nothing. And you gonna jump when I say so. Your life on Guam is gonna be miserable, understand?
Yes, George.
Now I'm going down to the pool hall, shoot a little pool with some of the boys. Good night.
Well, Ma, ain't that something?
I'll say. I knew a worm could turn, but I never seen a rat make a U-turn like that.
I got my bags all packed here at the lodge hall. I'll call Mr. Murdoch about the steamship ticket. Then I'll, what do you want, Lightning?
Mr. King, your telegram come for you. It's from the Allied Construction Company.
Yeah, well, give me the thing and get out of here.
Yes, I will.
Well, this must be confirmation about my steamship tickets. George Stevens. Regret unable to consider your application for job on Guam. Wife's application gave your age as 45. Birth certificate indicates 47. 2 years above our age limit. Regret inconvenience. M.R. Murdoch, Allied Construction Company. Mackerel. I ain't gonna get the job and go to Guam. And I done told everybody off from Andy right on up to Mama. I not only burned my bridges behind me, but I done give myself a fatal hot foot here. That's what I done.
For cough and for a tickling throat,
get the Rexall cough syrup called Cherisote.
Rexall Cherisote is a popular favorite in thousands of families for relieving coughing sessions caused by common colds.
Cherisote loosens coughs.
Cherisote soothes because it contains a local anesthetic.
In fact, Cherisote combines 12 active ingredients to relieve coughing and soothe an irritated throat effectively.
Yet this cough syrup contains no narcotics, and it's so easy to take. Even children like Ruby Red Cherisote.
So remember, for coughs and tickling throat,
get the Rexall cough syrup called Cherisote.
Cherisote. Rexall Cherisote cough syrup at Rexall drugstores everywhere. The stores with the orange and blue sign.
Holy mackerel, what is that going to do? Job in Guam. Never going to be able to see Sapphire and Mama after what I said to him. And is mad at me. Well,
if I ever going, I got... Hi, you King Fish.
Well, hi there, Calhoun.
Say, I'm glad I got you before you left for Guam. King Fish, I've got the greatest thing in the world for seasickness.
You have, huh?
Yeah. You squeeze one orange into a pint of tomato juice, add 2 raw eggs, a pint of cream, 1 ounce of vinegar, ground onions, a bottle of chili sauce, and a ground-up green pepper.
Holy mackerel, do that keep you from getting seasick?
No, but after you drink that stuff, being seasick is a pleasure.
Well, the truth of the matter is, I ain't going to Guam. I was too old, and, well, they won't give me the job.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. And you done told everybody you was going.
Not only that, I done told off my wife when I done fought with Andy. Well, I was in a spot. Sapphire and Mama will throw me out of the house when they finds out. I don't know what I'm going to do. Shot off my mouth all over town.
Well, now, wait a minute, Kingfish. I'm just thinking here. If your wife and friends thought that losing this job done broke your heart, they'd feel sorry for you, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, get their sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Sapphire and her mama felt sorry enough for me, they might forgive me.
Yeah.
Now, look here. Andy is my best friend and the stupidest one.
Yeah.
You know Calhoun, I'll try this sympathy angle on him first.
Yeah.
Now, if it work on Andy, I could get him to go to Sapphire and tell her that I was heartbroken, and then she'll forgive me.
Yeah, you know, Kingfish, that sympathy stuff sure gets results.
Oh, yeah, you got some.
Yeah, I remember my dear old mother pulling on my father once. You see, he never would bring home his paycheck or give her any money, so one night she decided to really play on his sympathy.
She did, huh?
Yeah, she dressed us kids up in rags, throwed away our shoes, tore up our clothes, turned off the heat and electricity, knocked out the windows and broke holes in the plaster. Then she met my father at the front door with a shawl on her head. Well, sir, he took one look around the place. And my father went out and done the only thing a real red-blooded man could do.
Well, what was that, Calhoun?
He moved to a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see Andy coming across the street there. Got all this stuff here. See how the sympathy work on him. Well, come in, Andy. Warm-hearted, sympathetic brother.
Hey, Kingfish, what are you doing with that gun and that knife on your desk?
Andy, I have just received a blow from which I cannot recover. I was about to resort to self-destruction.
Oh, well, I'll come back later. I didn't know I was butting in on something important.
Come back here. Don't leave me now, you fool. I'm going to kill myself.
Always something, ain't it?
Yeah, listen, Andy. I don't think you get the impact of what I'm packing here, boy. You see, Andy, I got turned down on a job at Guam.
Well, it served you right for being such a wise guy. What's the difference anyway? You just a bum again, that's all.
No, Andy, no. This thing has crushed me, boy, and happy, carefree Kingfish is no more. All my pride is gone. Gallbladder is deflated like a punctured football.
Did you want to level?
Oh, sir, now I want to level, Andy. This ain't the first time I attempted doing away with myself. Well, I've been trying all day. Early this morning, I went out in the garage and started to take carbon monoxide.
No fooling.
Yeah, I put my mouth over that exhaust pipe. Thing stuff give me the headache there. Between choking on that hot pipe and taking aspirin, I couldn't get no place out there.
Well, it seemed to me there's more comfortable ways of knocking yourself off than that.
Well, another thing I was thinking, too, and I was going over to Lenox Avenue and threw myself under the crosstown bus. Thing is, I don't know their schedule. I don't want to lay there and catch cold, you know.
That's a problem, all right. That's a big problem. Of course, you could go over and lay down on the railroad track and take potluck. Something's bound to come along there sometime.
Fine bunch of sympathy I'm getting from you. And I don't want to ever tell you you got a heart like a peach pit.
What is the matter with you? I'm only trying to be helpful here.
Well, I ain't getting nowhere here with you. I'm going to tell you the truth, Andy. Now, listen. I was kind of using you as a guinea pig here. Now, here's what done happen, Andy. I done antagonized Sapphire and Mama. They find out that I didn't get the job, or they don't throw me out the house, you see. Now, I think if I got you on my side, you might plead my case for me, see?
Oh, no. Not me, Kingfish. If you want them to take you back, you're going to have to do your own dirty work. You'll have to go up there and beg them to take you back, that's all.
Yeah, and I guess that's the only thing to do.
And, by the way, suppose that don't work, though. Then what you going to do?
Well, I'll just go over to the bus station and see what the schedule is on the crosstown buses and lay down there.
Yeah, Amos, the Kingfish is up there begging Sapphire and her mama to take him back now.
Yeah, well, Andy, after the way he acted when Skunky had that big job in Guam, why, I wouldn't blame them if they never took him back.
Well, the old Kingfish is desperate. Say he's going to eat humble pie and everything else.
Hey, he should have found out what the age limit was on that job and gone before he started talking so big.
Yeah.
He certainly got himself in a spot, ain't he?
Yeah, you ought to see him pleading and begging to be friends again.
Really crying it up, huh?
I'll say. Boy, the last time I seen him cry like that was in the laundry when he tried to get his laundry on credit and the Chinaman hit him in the nose with a flat iron.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mama, please, now, you gotta take me back. I got no place to go. What is it gonna do?
I don't see no reason why we should take you back. Does you, Mama?
No, sir. I wouldn't think he'd want to be in the same house with a great big fat old walrus.
Or a skinny old hoot owl.
Yeah, but I didn't mean it. Mama, you ain't no big fat old walrus. You's a nice thin one.
What's that?
I mean, you was a lovely person, Mama, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Well, what do you think, Mama?
Well, if he's learned his lesson and agrees to mend his ways, we'll give him another chance.
Well, now, listen, I tell you what I'm willing to do.
What?
I'll go out here and get a job here in New York like you've always wanted me to do. I'll do the dishes when I come home from work after supper. I'll help clean the house. I'll be sweet to both of you and never answer back.
All right, George. I guess you done learned your lesson. He'll take you back.
Oh, thank you. I'll go right down to the large hall and get my suit.
Well, Mama, he certainly has changed, ain't he?
Yeah. All that abuse he give us when he thought he was going to Guam.
Yeah, Mama. We got him back under our thumb just where we always had him.
Ah!
Say, Mama. I wonder what he'd say if he knowed we sent that wire from the Allied Construction Company saying he was too old to take the job.
This is your Rexall Family Druggist again, reminding you what the 5X means in Rexall 5X Multivitamins. 5X means 5 times, and that's exactly what you get. 5 times your minimum daily requirement of all vitamins with known minimums. That means 5 times the vitamin A, C, D, B1, and B2 you need every day. Plus, significant quantities of niacinamide and vitamin B12. So, for vitamin tablets of extraordinary potency, remember what the 5X means and ask for Rexall 5X multivitamins at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Freeman Gosden again. I just want to remind you that you help crippled children everywhere when you buy Easter seals.
Yes, folks. This year, buy as many Easter seals as you can.
Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Two popular deodorant creams, just half price during March.
Stag deodorant cream for men.
And Carinome deodorant cream for women.
Only half price during March at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Stay tuned for the Bing Crosby program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.